And to mark today, Veterans Day, Senate Democrats had hoped to pass legislation helping caregivers of disabled American veterans from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But efforts this week to consider that bill ran into the implacable opposition of one Republican senator, Oklahoma's Tom Coburn. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
Ed Edmondson was on Capitol Hill yesterday with his son, Eric Edmondson, an Army specialist who was left a quadriplegic from an IED attack in Iraq 4 years ago. The father said he and his wife have struggled to care for their son. At a news conference, he urged the Senate to pass legislation providing home caregivers like himself a stipend, health insurance, counseling, and a 2-week annual break.
I urge you. I ask you. I beg you to get the caregiver bill passed.
But there's no money to pay for the bill, which is why Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn put a hold on it.
I sent a letter to every senator at the beginning of this Congress that if you put a bill on the floor and you're going to authorize new spending, you better be putting something with it that's going to decrease the spending to pay for that. And so, therefore, that's the reason for the hold.
Coburn, who's also a physician, insists he too thinks the nation should keep its commitment to veterans.
And I think many of the programs that are in this bill are ideally suited for the problems that our veterans have. What I object to is the fact that we're going to create $3.7 billion worth of spending over the next 5 years and not make any effort whatsoever to eliminate programs that don't have anywhere near the priority that this program does.
Coburn also questions why caregivers of Vietnam and Gulf War veterans are not included. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, is the bill's sponsor. He points out that Coburn is the only senator blocking the bill.
And because of his objection, 6,800 veterans of those served in Iraq and Afghanistan are unable to get this additional care. I know we can't give it to every caregiver. I know it will be limited. And we'll have to make that decision as part of our deliberation as to what we can do. But to say that we should do nothing for these people is to make a mockery of this Veterans Day.
And Majority Leader Harry Reid notes that Coburn did not block bills funding the Iraq War that weren't paid for.
I have no ability to comprehend the illogic of Dr. Coburn.
A vote on breaking Coburn's hold on the bill is expected next week. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.